We are learning Masechta Zuma, Daf Lamadal Amar Aleph, and we are beginning two lines from the top of Lamadal Amar Aleph. We are continuing Abayos Masadim Aracha. He made the schedule of the day of the Avodos in the Beis HaMikdash, and he said which Avodos came before the other Avodos. And we're towards the end of the Avodos, where we did already the Dam HaTamid, which means the Carbon HaTamid with the Zrikas, then you did the Tavash De'aneiros, then you did the Ketiris, then you did the Evarim, which are the limbs of the Tamid, the meat of the Tamid you put onto Mizbeach. It's a Ayla, it's a carbon Ayla. Then it's the Evarim before the Mincha, which is the Mincha's Asachim, that's the flour and the oil that go together with the carbon that's brought on the Mizbeach. And then you bring the Chavitim, which is the carbon Mincha of the Kohen Gadol, and then the Nesachim, and then the Musafim. And we're holding now by Ayla, after the Ayla and the Mincha comes the Chavitim. And it says in the Seder, in the schedule of Abaya, Mincha l'Chavitim. Mincha is before the Karban Chavitim of the Kohen Gadol. How do you know that Mincha, Sesachim, comes before the Chavitim of the Kohen Gadol? So Gemara says, because the Pasuk says, Ayla u'Mincha. The Pasuk says, Ayla ma'adei Hashem ashtikro yisom and the Pasuk says, Oyla u'mincha. It sounds like right after Oyla is the Mincha. So therefore we know there's nothing between the Oyla and the Mincha. Oyla u'mincha. How do you know Chavitim l'Nesachim? How do you know Chavitim comes before the Nesachim? The Nesachim is part of the Mincha's Nesachim. Mincha's Nesachim is the flour and the oil you bring in the Mizbeach. And besides that, you have wine that you pour in the Mizbeach. How do you know the Chavitim is before the Nesachim? So Gemara answers on that, because Shum Mincha. It's mashma, any Mincha comes after the Ayla. Shum Mincha, the Mincha itself comes after the Ayla, and that includes not only the Mincha Sesachim, but the Chavitim, which is also called a Mincha, and it also has to do with the Tamid, like Rashi explains. It says in the Pasuk about the Chavitim, Asiris Eifa, Soil, the Mincha, Tamid. So it's Mashma, it also has to do with the Tamid, and therefore that comes after the Nesachim, because the Mincha comes directly after the Ayla. It says Ayla u'Mincha, and that teaches us, first of all, the Mincha comes right after the Ayla, and then the Chavitim comes right after that. And afterwards comes the Nesachim. How do you know Nesachim comes before the Musafim? U'Nesachim, it says, V'Nesachim le'Musafim, how do you know? It says, Zevach u'Nesachim. The Pasuk says, in the same Pasuk we read, Ayla u'Mincha says, Zevach u'Nesachim. That's mashmat, the Nesachim have to be as close as can be to the Zevach. There can't be another carbon in between, and therefore, Nesachim comes before the Musafim, which is another carbon. It says, Zevach u'Nesachim. Nesachim comes directly after the Zevach, before the Musafim. U'Musafim le'Bezichim, how do you know the Musafim, which are the extra kabbanas brought on a Yom Tov or on Shabbos, how do you know it comes before the Bezichim, which are brought on a Shabbos in order to be matir the lechem upon them? Bezichim are the two cups of the spices that were on the Shulchan that were brought to be matir the lechem upon them. How do you know that the Musafim before the Bezichim? So the Mara is a kasha. Stamazai, Musafim, Bezichim, Atanya, Bezichim, Kedai, Kedai, Musafim. There's a bright that says the opposite. Bezichim come before the Musafim. So, what's Pshat and Abaya? Abaya says Musafim comes before the Bezichim. First of all, how do we know that? Second of all, the Braisa is not like that. The Braisa says Bezichim kaidim Musafim. So, Gemara answers Tanoi. It's Machlokes Tanoim. And it's really Machlokes Tanoim, like Rashi says, in Mesechtes Pesachim. Perek Tamu Nishchat, there's a whole Shaila there, when to be Makav the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, and when to do the Tamid Shalben Abayim. And the Gemara is toiled that in if you have to do the Musafim after the Bezichim or before the Bezichim. Baal Kaponim, there's a machlek is what comes first, the Musafim before the Bezichim or the Bezichim before the Musafim. And the Gemara now will explain the Tzadim, what's Pshad in this Mandi Amar, what's Pshad in the other Mandi Amar. Amar Abayim, Mestavru Kamandi Amar, it makes sense, I hold it makes sense like the Mandi Amar says, Musafim Kaidmin Bezichim. It's like how Abayim brings down in his schedule, it brings down Musafim come before the Bezichim. He says, and it makes sense that way. Why? Lavni Amrit, didn't we say, Babaiker, Babaiker. When you see the Lashon Babaiker, Babaiker we have before, that means it's very early. Lahakten, that makes it go first. Hachinami, in the opposite way, you could say, when it says Bayoim, Bayoim, that means La'acher. And it says by Bezichim, it says a Lashon, Bayoim, Bayoim. It says, Bayoim HaShabbos, Bayoim HaShabbos, Yarechenu Fnei Hashem, Tom Meis Meis Yahob, I'm talking about Lechem Aponim. It says Bayoim, Bayoim. It says, since by Lechem Aponim, which is the Bezichim, it says Bayoim, Bayoim, that means La'acher. It should go later. And therefore, it comes after the Musafim. So now we know Pshat and the Amar holds that Musaf Mekayim Bezichim, because Bezichim has a pasuk that says B'yoyim B'yoyim, that says it goes later. Now what's Pshat and the other Mandi Amar? My time with Mandi Amar Bezichim Kaidim Musafim. That's Pshat and Abaye. What's Pshat and the Amar holds that Bezichim Kaidim Musafim? So our answer is Gama Chuka Chuka Mechavitim. You learn out Gzeres Shava. It says by Chavitim Chok Oilam Lashem Kol Tikdar, and by Vezichim it says Kodesh Rashmu Lashem Kodesh Rashmu Loi Meishe Hashem Chok Oilam. So they make a Gzeres Shava, just like Chavitim come first, Vezichim come first also. So Gemara is a kasha. If you have a Gzeres Shava in Mahasam Gamar, Ligmrei Kula Milsam Asam, learn everything from the end should be even before the Nesachim. And we said no, Nesachim comes before the Bezichim. So why doesn't it come before the Nesachim also? Just like the Chavitim come before the Nesachim. So after the Gemara on that, Lachyahani b'yayim b'yayim l'achar. That much, the b'yayim b'yayim tells me, it goes later, that even though you have the Gzeres Shava, but it's not legamri earlier, it just goes before the Mesachim. It's enough, the Gzeres Shava is enough to say it goes before the Mesachim, but b'yayim b'yayim says no, but it goes after the Nesachim. So the order would be, it's the Mincha, the Chavitim, the Nesachim, then the Bezichim, and then the Musafim. Then the Musafim, because the Bezichim go first, because there's a Chukah from Chavitim, but it doesn't go before the Nesachim, because it says Bayayim, Bayayim. The Gemara goes further now, goes back what it says in the Mishnah. We finished with Abaya, we explained the whole Abaya, Mesav, and Aracha, now we're going back to the Mishnah Lamed Aleph on the base. In the Mishnah Lamed Aleph on the base, it says that the Keteres Shoshachar, the Keteres in the morning was you brought it on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, between the Dam and the Ivarim. Between the Dam of the Tamid and the Ivarim of the Tamid. And Bein Abayim was Bein Ivarim L'Nesachim. It was after the Tamid of Bein Abayim's Ivarim, before the Nesachim. So the Gemara's question is, when we say the Keteres Shoshachar is between the Dam and the Ivarim, which Mani Yama is that? Mani. Rabbanon, remember, Rabbanon hold that the Dam HaTamid was before the Daenerys Legamri. And in between, the two Daenerys did the Keteres. So it comes out, the Keteres really was Bein Dam Daenerys. Because it was before you finished the Daenerys, you did the Keteres. Mani, Rabbanon Bein Dam Daenerys, Mebayalei. Just say Bein Dam Daenerys. And the Ritva speaks out, just say even more, Bein Daenerys Daenerys. Because really, according to Rabbanon, Keteres is brought between the five and the two. But Akaponim, it should say between the Dam and the two Neres. When you say Bein Dam La'ivarim, it sounds like it could be after the Neres. And it's not true. It's in between the Neres. So it's before the Neres are finished. Yir Rabbanah, Bein Dam La'Neres Avayaleh. So it doesn't sound like the Rabbanah of our Mishnah. Yir Avishol, which holds the Dam is between two Neres, and the Keteres is afterwards, it should say Bein Neres La'Ivarim, that the Keteres is brought after the Neres, before the Ivarim. Bein Dam La'Ivarim doesn't go like anyone. So you have a shal bein neiros levarim bayalei, mor la'olam rabbanon hi, which means the keteres is brought between the two neiros. So why doesn't it say bein dam l'neiros? The Gemara says because our Mishnah v'sidra loy kamari. Our Mishnah trying to come and tell you the seder, and Rashi says loy dok. I'm not telling you the seder. I'm just telling you what happened. Now the Siach Yitzchak explains that our Mishnah is just making a contrast. He's saying the Keteres in the morning is brought Bein Dam Le'Evarim, which means it's brought before the Evarim of the Tamid are brought on the Mizbeach. Masha'inkin, the Keteres Shalab Bein Abayim is brought after the Evarim. That's all the Mishnah is trying to tell us. But it's not trying to tell us the exact order, if before the Neiros, after the Neiros. It's not getting involved in that. It was Sidra Lo Kamari. So it says the Mishnah of Shin Bein Abayim, it's a crave of Bein Evarim L'Sachim. The Keteres Shalab Bein Abayim, the Keteres of the evening was brought after the entire Tamid was Makriv. Even the Evarim, even the meat and the limbs were brought on the Mizbeach already. Menah Adamili, how do you know? How do you know that the Keteres Shalab Bein Abayim is different than the Keteres Shoshachar? Keteres Shoshachar is brought in between the Tamidim, the parts of the Tamid, between the Dam and the Evarim. The second one is brought after the Evarim. How do you know this? Menah Adamili, Amar Rav Yechon, Dama Kral, the Pasuk says, it says when it's talking about the second Tamid shall Bein Abayim, should be like the Mincha Sabayker. So Gemara makes a drasha. Ma Mincha Sabayker, just like the morning Mincha, which is the Mincha Sesachim that comes together with the Tamid. Keteres, Nesachim, the Keteres comes before the Nesachim. Like we know, the order in the morning is, you have the Dam HaTamid, the Neiros, then the Keteres, then more Neiros, and then the Evarim, and then the Nesachim. So just like the Minchas HaBoker, Keteres, Kedem Nesachim, just like the Minchas HaBoker, Keteres is before the Nesachim, Afkan, in the evening also, Keteres, Kedem Nesachim. So therefore, in the evening also, Keteres comes after the Evarim before the Nesachim. But the Gemara has an obvious question. If you're learning it from the morning, Keteres should be even before the Evarim. Imal halon keteres, just like the morning keteres kedemes leivarim, keteres comes before leivarim, they put on the mizbeach for the tamid. Afkan keteres kedemes leivarim. He also keteres should be put before leivarim. So the question is, the avivat you're learning out from the morning, you're learning from the morning. So in the morning, the keteres comes before the leivarim. So in the evening also, keteres come before leivarim. Why are we just saying it's before the nesachim, like the morning before the nesachim? You're right, they're both before the nesachim, but they're also before the leivarim. So if you learn out legamri. Imal halim keteres kedemes leivarim. Afkan keteres kedemes leivarim. So when it says no, miksev keivaria baiker, when it says about the Thomas of Ben Abayim, it says kemilchas abayker, not keivaria abayker. So Gemara says a drasha, miksev keivaria baiker, kemilchas abayker ksev, kemilchas abayker v'leivaria abayker. It's like the minchas abayker is the minchas erev, but not like the evaria abayker. It's not like the evarim of the morning. And the varam of the morning go after the keteres, but the varam of the evening go before the keteres. Because it just says about the evening, Thomas Rebbeim, ke minchas abayker chnis ketaseh, it's like the mincha. We're there, the keteres comes before the mincha. But not like the evarim, where the morning is different than the evening. In the morning, the keteres comes before the evarim. In the evening, it comes after the evarim. Starting Maravaita, Tana Varlam to the Braisa. In the Pasuk it says, V'niskoi Raviyah Sahin. It says clearly what the Nesachim is, how much it is. It's Raviyah Sahin. But the question is, on which, this is going on the Tamid, definitely on the Tamid. Every day they brought a Tamid in the morning and Tamid in the evening. This Pasuk it says, Niskoi Raviyah Sahin, is it going on the morning Tamid or the evening Tamid? So in the Pasuk it says like this, V'niskoi Raviyah Sahin lakeves ha'achod ba'kodesh ha'sech nesech sheikhar la'ashem. So it says it's going like Keves Ha'echa and Niskar Raviyah Sahin. Which Talmud are we referring to? The Talmud Shal Shachar or Talmud Shal Ben Abay? So Gemara says like this: V'Niskar Raviyah Sahin Yilmei Shal Shachar V'Shal Arvis. According to the Tanna Kamma, this pasuk is referring to the Talmud Shal Ben Abay, and we learn out that the Nesachim of the morning is like we learn out from the Nesachim in the evening. Nesachim in the evening is clearly what the Nesachim is. We learn out the morning Talmud from the evening Talmud. That's the sheet of the Tanna Kamma. On top of Lama Dalam on base, Rebbe Omer, Arvis Mishal Sharchas. No, you learn out evening from the morning. And that Pasuk, V'niskoi, Raviyah Sahin, like Havas Ha'achar, is talking about the morning, not talking about the evening. So therefore, you learn out. Now, Taisus asks, what's the difference which one is the Iker and which one you learn out? The Maisa Allah is, both of them have the Sachem. Who cares which one's the one you learn out from? So Taisus says, the Nafkamina will be, let's say you only have enough Sachem for one of them. Which one should you do it for? So if you learn out that the Iker is talking about the Erbayim, Ben Erbayim, the evening Talmud, so then use it for that one. If you hold the Iker Pasuk talking about the morning, you'll use that only Sachem you have for the morning. That's the Taisus speaks out, that's the Nafkamina. But now the Gemara explains, how does each Mandi Omar get his shita that this is the place, this is the pasuk talking about this tamid. So Bishlam l'Rabbanon, hybrid tamid shabana bayim ksiv. We know that this pasuk is talking about tamid shabana bayim. Why? It's following the pasuk vav and pasuk hey, which are talking about the keves hasheni. It says in the pasuk besa. It says in the pasuk right before that that we're talking about the second tamid, and it says, and therefore this is going back on that pasuk. Let me read the pasuk inside to have the exact lashon. Lashon of pasuk is like this: it's the keves ha'chod tasa ba'bayik, keves ha'keves ha'sheni tasa me'avayim. That's the keves ha'sheni. It says v'asirus eifa solus mincha blu b'shem v'kasher v'yasehin oilos tamid asur v'hasir rechayichish hashem v'nisker v'yasehin the keves ha'chod ba'kodesh. So it's still talking about the keves ha'sheni tasa me'avayim. Going on that. So that's how this Mandiyama says, talking about the evening one. So Bishlam al Rabban, the Hybrid Thomas of Rabbi, that's what the Pasuk is talking about. Al Rebbe, my time, what's Pshat Rebbe? How does he know this Pasuk, when this guy reveals to him, like Kavas HaKha, talking about the morning? We're not talking about the morning now. Amar Rabba Ula, Makra, it says in the Pasuk, Kavas HaEchad. Ezu Kavas, Shinem by Echad. Which Kavas is used Lashon Echad? Hava Oimer is a Thomas al Shachar. But if the Talmud of Shachar in the Pasuk is called as a Keves HaEchad Tasa Rabbeik, Keves HaKeves HaSheni Tasa Ben Abayim. So you see, the first Talmud is called as Keves HaEchad. So now when it says Keves HaEchad in this Pasuk, when this Kerevi is saying the Keves HaEchad, we're referring to the Talmud Shel Shachar. Ezu Keves HaEchad 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 HaEch The Rebbe has, you know, Mivchan Adarecha. The pasuk says, "V'mivchan Adarecha," you should bring a carbon. That's in V'chol Mivchan Adrechem. I should do Hashem. It says in the pasuk, you have to bring the Mivchan. So I don't need the pasuk of Echad. Rabbanam, you need both of them because Mivchan Adrechem is talking about a personal carbon. Someone brings a carbon yachid on a davar. And here by Thomas is talking about the Chayv HaSibur. You need each one to tell you that special one. And if it only said one, you wouldn't learn out the other one. And Rashi explains, because it just said by Nadava, a personal carbon, they didn't understand you have to bring the best. Because you want it to be a misratza. It's a personal person. He has to bring a good carbon for a present. But if a tzibur doesn't need it, that's the Kayach of a tzibur. And you said the opposite also. The tzibur needs something special because the tzibur got to, when the tzibur gets together, they bring something special. But yachid can bring something shvacher, and therefore both of them need a din that needs mivcha nederecha. One's learning out for echad, and one's learning out from mivcha nederecha. The pasuk of mivcha nederecha. And at the end, we have a chalukas Rebbe and the Rabbanon. If the pasuk of nisker v'yasim and keves echad is talking about shachar sa'avris, and what's the nafkamina? Like Taisus says, if you only have one nesachim.